You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So we're looking at this thing about to happen, I believe, any moment now. And I could tell, you can tell when God's about to do something because you're thinking there's no natural way it could happen right now. but I just really sense that, I mean, you know this, that, you know, if you look at a graph and we're on a graph like this and you're looking at the knowledge of man, we're growing like this gradually and we're getting smarter or whatever. But artificial intelligence just went like this. Went straight up.
Straight up.
We're being surpassed right now, and people just don't even bother to think about it.
Really can't.
And so, and they're kind of tolerating us and our slowness, but that's just a matter of when that's going to take over. And they're talking about, you know, the next generation of the smartphone is going to be the one that's, you know, the one.
5G.
The 5G, and also with the quantum computing capabilities.
Right.
Amazon has these glasses that has quantum computing that talks to your phone that will talk to their, whatever their Alexa thing is. But I mean, we're just in that moment right now. And, you know, blockchain transactions, and
right.
Which is not one cell could happen without somebody knowing about it, which is the beast economy. I mean, we're right here.
Right.
And if God doesn't intervene, it's going to be bad. So I think by 2030, you know, I'm not picking no dates. I don't know any dates, but you're talking about intense, easy to persecute and locate a believer and try to re-educate them, or, you know, go through deep, deep, intense, you know, persecution. We're right here, right now. And which is Holy Spirit, God's going to do something that just rocks this thing. The thing about men is that once they find out they can control, they just go for it. You know, the world system. But so you have, for example, a UPS driver who's stuck between two computers. He's got customers are ordering things through digital technology. The system's being ran off digital technology. But yeah, he's a human being having to connect those two things. And he's being run ragged trying to connect this buyer from the seller and get that package to their house. And it's just men are not computers. And so now you have Elon Musk talking about injecting the chip in the head so they can move as fast as the computer moves. I mean, we're like right here, right now, which means at some point the church has got to say, that's not us. This is who we are. We're going to have to be what God's called us to be. We can't just blend in. You know, I'm not talking about not reach the world, but I'm talking about we got to be who we are and then impact the world from what we are. Does that make sense? I just think we're so blended in right now that, you know, people just click, do you want the mark? Click, 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 yes, 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 on the accept button, the accept button, the accept button. And nobody ever reads that, all that writing there that says you agree to all this.
Nobody reads it.
Nobody reads it. Even the people that wrote it, I saw a whole entire seminar on these guys. They know nobody reads it.
Right.
You know? And so maybe accepting the mark is like boom, boom. So I just think we're right here. It's not like 20 years down the road. We're looking at, you know, quantum computing is here right now, where the government has the biggest computer system in the world. It fits the size of a football field. It's so big. But yet, Google has a computer the size of a refrigerator that can solve something in a day. What will take 10,000 years for that computer that the government has to solve? There's the size of a refrigerator. So we're in here somewhere. The church is here. Why this prophecy is being fulfilled, I don't think we have a choice but to be the church, to eat together, to fellowship together, to know each other, to know God, to discern His presence and follow His lead.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think we're in a place, and most people are not aware of where we are and are not preparing in their thoughts. I really don't know what God's going to do, but I believe He will do something. I think that we're already controlled a lot more than we know we are.
I know.
And there's already people that have chips, and companies have in some locations. put chips.
They've held chip parties as everybody injected the chip in their hand.
Right. And they're gladly doing it. And if you have to have a chip to have a job, that's going to present a problem. And of course, there's the whole idea that a lot of people are not going to have jobs because computers are going to do the job, and so we're going to have a universal salary for everybody.
Right.
And there's that going on.
I mean, it's going on like right now.
Yeah.
It's happening as we speak, and the curve is like this. Well, we're getting smarter, but we're nowhere near what this thing is happening. So this is divergent. This thing's taking place, and we're still doing what we did 20 years ago, instead of like
100 years ago.
Yeah, 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Help.
Well, I my feeling is you need some close friends.
That's mine. Yes.
Who pray with you. Whose judgment you trust.
Yeah.
You need to be your own case manager. You need to read and keep up and stay tuned and believe that God will speak to you.
That's important. I think what you said, that's the key to it, is getting to the relational aspect with God and with those that God's called you to relate to, then help people. Other people have that same experience. Make disciples. Help other people love God, love others, and lead others to the very same thing that you're doing. It's relational.
I think so. Two are better than one. A threefold cord is not easily broken. And I don't fear the future, but I fear for people who go into it without preparation, without the Lord, without having thought about it.
Which is the majority.
Which is, right. So, you know, I trust God, and I say, I remind him every night, as though he needs reminding, that I do.
Right.
And that I'm depending on him.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Because fear would cause you to begin to do things outside of his will versus trusting him.
Well, seasons have limits. And we've come to the end of a season.
Okay.
The Bible says he sets the boundaries of times and seasons and of their habitation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've come to the end of an age, and we're in the transition between ages, the overlap of yesterday and tomorrow. And we don't know what the future's going to be. A lot of people have ideas, I suppose. But to me, the future is somewhat of a mystery.
Yeah.
Because there's never been anything like this.
Yeah.
And ages start and end quicker than they ever did.
Mm.
You had the Gutenberg press, and you had the 95 theses that Luther posted on the wall, on the door. And then next thing you know, another season has begun.
Mm.
And then another season. And they seem to speed up.
Very fast.
And after World War II, the next era didn't last very long, and then came whatever you want to use to define it, but 9/11 certainly was in the turn of the century. And now we're talking about AI and all that.
And industry is larger than countries, so the new kings of the world are the kings of industry.
Right.
Because they literally have more computing power, more financial power, global power. They can flip. They flipped Egypt.
They can buy elections.
They can buy elections, and they know they can. They know they can do it, and which means then that's a country. That's not a.
They're buying the country.
Yes, they're buying the country, and so we're in that moment now where we need to be the church more than we've ever needed to be the church, because that will be the light in this dark world. You know, being the hope.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.